Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and a convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancy.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, St. Moore Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolatieri. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
As a matter of fact, please don't blame my mama. As a matter of fact, I'm looking out here, and I appreciate the phone callers and all of that. I will get to you all within about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. But first, I have to let you know you're listening to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news, and that's chapter 3, verse 13, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. So at least now you know what that abbreviation is, because that man is definitely the acronym abbreviation for music, activism, news. The number here is 646-478-0944. For those who are looking and listening online, I appreciate that. You can definitely feel free to use that number to call in. I have three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone lines. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long. We only have an hour, and I want to make sure we get through and all phone callers who call in. And disclaimer number three, press 1 to talk. but Blog Talks Worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will talk. So with that being said, we're going to go to, of course, the first phone caller and see what's going on with, of course, you're right there for none other than Blog Talk Radio. And with that being said, we appreciate you.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional institution and may be recorded or monitored.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. And what about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, man. This is Keith Lamar. I'm a death row prisoner at Ohio State Penitentiary in Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay. And for you to have heard about this show and to call in, I know you have to have something very serious on your mind.
Yes, I do. You know, as I mentioned, I'm a death row prisoner. I just recently filed my last appeal, and I'm right now waiting a day to be set for oral arguments to be heard in my case. In addition to that, I just recently published, written a book called Condemned that chronicles, you know, my situation in this court process, this bogus court process that I've been involved in, and I wrote the book to hopefully, you know, reach out to, you know, the community and get some community support. You know, I'll be having a book launch there at Cleveland State University on the 27th of April at 5 o'clock. And I don't have the address right offhand. I probably can provide them with the address if you can find it, Amy. But, I wanted to call in and see can I talk to you about my book and talk to you about this ongoing battle that I've been, faced with for the past 20-odd years. I've been in solitary confinement for 21 years now, that's over 7,000 days, man, for a crime I didn't commit. I recently discovered evidence that was withheld in my case, and, you know, I write about all these things in the book that I mentioned, Condemned, and I'd just like to, you know, get that word out to your listeners and hopefully have them join me on the 27th at this book launch at CSU.
I appreciate that. And by you definitely calling in like that, if you could at least let us know again the date, time, and all of that, we will appreciate it.
Okay, I'm gonna have my friend fill that in. Can you do that for me? Because I don't have it right offhand.
Yeah, we're talking about April 27th from 5 to 8 at the Black Studies Department main classroom building. 2121 Euclid Avenue.
We appreciate
that. Between 5 and 8 o'clock, yeah.
That's no problem at all. I do thank you so much for the phone call. I really do. And is there anything else that you would like to leave people with? Because I really respect what you were saying when you said you were, you know, dealing with a few things. Is there something else that you'd like to, like, leave people who are listening,
myself. I just like to, you know, I'm a native of Cleveland, Ohio. I've been in prison for 25 years now, so it's been a long time since I've been home, man. It's a great honor, you know, to just be able to touch base, you know, with the city again. I'm coming home. I want people to know that, I'm a fellow citizen of that city, and that, you know, I belong to them, and I'm asking them that they come out and support me in this effort, man. It's a very serious cause. Like I said, I'm fighting for my life, man. That's basically what it is, and, you know, hoping that, you know, the citizens of Cleveland, especially my friends, my family, those in the community will, you know, come out and support me and join me in my fight, you know, to stay alive. And, you know, I thank you, Mr. Porter, for providing me with this opportunity just to reach out and, you know, shout out to people, man. Come out to the book launch, you know, come out and hear about the particulars of my case, the details, you know, I would fill those in, you know, at that day. And, just come out, you know, hear about what's going on, you know, what's going on, period, you know. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Thank you all. Hey, I know I don't have to tell you to keep your head up because you all already are in this situation, and we promise you we'll be right with you to see it through to the end. So thank you again. And it looks like now we're going to go to the next person who's online. You're on with, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How are you, and what's going on with you this evening?
Hello.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and I was listening at 9 o'clock and whatever, but somehow I'm glad you did get a chance to come on. Do you think that maybe when it sprung ahead to 10, that has something to do with it?
If you can repeat that, because I think that's an important part that you just said. So if you could repeat that one more time, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, because we've been coming on 9 to 10, and when we sprung ahead, you know, an hour, maybe that had an effect on it, why they turned it into 10.
That could be. What we'll do is continue to check on that, and I just thank you for still being a very valuable listener. So
thank you, sir.
No problem. And with that being said, what we're about to do is go check and see who else may be on the phone line. We have a lot of interesting topics. And, of course, you're on live with Al Porter, Man in the Streets. How are you this evening? Okay. So with that being said, looking at that, of course, 849, that 216-849, and if there's nothing that you really wanted to say right now except, listen, I might have a nice little topic for you, but first, since we perish because of lack of information, before we even go to the next particular track, I would like to at least get into maybe just maybe one particular, since I have some people listening, and I just want to go there and say, number one, Sambo is a term for a person with African heritage and in some countries, of course, mixed with Native American heritage. Now, Sambo's grave is the 1736 burial site of a young dark-skinned cabin boy or slave on, of course, unconsecrated ground in a field near Sunderland Point, Lancashire, England. Sunderland Point, now let's get it right, Sunderland Point was a port serving cotton, sugar, and slave ships from the West Indies in North America. Now, Little Black Sambo was a children's book written by Helen Bannerman, published in 1899. It was the story of a boy who outwitted a group of hungry tigers. Now, when it comes to that, in some cases, Sambo's caricature was a cute black boy, but a majority of covers, and a majority of those covers, the majority of the covers had a jet black boy with big white eyes, with eyes like little black dots, with big red being said. Those books were in schools until pressure to remove them by the mid-1950s. There was a popular Sambo's restaurant chain, but the word had such negative tones that the chain closed in the early 80s. Cleveland Indians, contrary to popular belief, wasn't named for 19th century Cleveland player Louis Sock Alexis when it assumed its current name in 1915. In 1914, the team owner asked the local newspapers to come up with a new name for the team. They chose Indians as a play on the name of the 1914 Boston Braves, who were known as the Miracle Boston Braves, who went from last place on July 4th to sweep the World Series, all of that in 1914. Now, of course, two Fridays ago, it just so happened that at the Tribe home opener, there was a protest where many people came together to remove the buck-toothed, big-smiling, bug-eyed Chief Wahoo. And yes, I did have one poster of Chief Wahoo. And the reason I did, it had the word Red Sambo underneath. I also had a sign with a jet black Sambo with the words Chief Wahoo is a red Sambo. Now, many blacks who loved Chief Wahoo were upset, but apparently they forgot what day it happened to be on. You see, April 4th, the day of the tribe's home opener, is the day Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated in 1968. He was the same one who said, "Injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere." So it was an honor for me to join the protest alongside Native American leader Robert Roach of the, and this is very interesting, the Chiricahua Apache. He said, it's time to do the right thing. It's about respecting the race of people and their spirituality that's upset by this goofy, outrageous logo. Now, Councilman Red, you know, Councilman Zach Reed spoke on Chief Wahoo calling him a red Sambo. And the Plain Dealer newspaper and Crane's Cleveland Business say the logo should go. Now, Roach believes a day will come when Wahoo will be gone. Roach says, of course, we love the game, we love our team, but we are not a mascot. My children aren't mascots. Now, Terry Tolfree from Black on Black Crime Incorporated chanted, love the game, changed the name. While we were out there, though, there were a few dozen, including Councilman Cummings, and I felt like I was in the midst of Custer's last stand as thousands of tribe fans yelled for the chief to stay and made all of those woo sounds. But fortunately, Councilman Reed didn't show up as many fans yelled, where's the, well, expletive drunk? Now, some people might ask, why didn't Native Americans do something about this center? But I learned that Native Americans weren't allowed in federal court until 1973. Roach also said there are 8,000 indigenous people in our area. And Roach also said, what if the team was named the Cleveland Niggers? He said they would burn the stadium down and he would help. Now, the one thing that I respect was the dedication of those who showed. But it was sad that you had only 5 Native Americans, an Asian lady, 3 blacks, and the rest white. It would have been a greater success if you had at least 50 more Native Americans to fight for themselves. Then again, a lot of times, wouldn't it be nice to get 50 extra blacks to fight on issues like 137 shots? So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to at least, if that's all right with you, play this next track, and I'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through 2 cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
No.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So our Bob McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's right, we take another look. It's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family dreaming. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. It's a fat coward's
yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cobb.
Where's the beast?
Of course, before we get into any more, like, stories or anything like that, before I get to that 216702 phone number, what I'm going to do is let people know, shameless plug, should you choose, you can go to the Facebook page of Alfred Porter JR, period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. I do my best to keep news, events, videos on that page. Of course, that's one thing that's going on. Give you time enough to pull out. That's why I said always have something to take down some information, because if you can, always, you can use this phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk, which happens on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. International politics broke down to a local level with Emacs and the Mindset. That's the head table. And that's on Wednesdays, and you can use the same number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio. That's Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is Emacs gives you and breaks down the music business 101. So, you know, those are a couple of things that you can be a part of. You know something? I'm going to go to now 216-702. That's 216-702. What's on your mind this evening? 216-702. And I appreciate that. That means you did call to listen. And what we will do is make sure that if anybody is out there, because we have about three, now four people who are listening, as well as many people online. So should you choose to, you can always hang up the call back if there's something that you want to say, and we appreciate that too. Before we do go to our next phone caller, I would like to let people know, because a lot of times we perish because of lack of information. So I'll give you two events that are going on and let you know that, of course, Debonese Bird and Company, she's called here a few times. She'll be live at the Thistledown Racino Saturday, April the 19th, 2014 at 9 p.m., Flush Lounge, singing, dancing. Now, Debonese Bird, she is the R&B diva who supports hip-hop and is called in to many different radio programs, performed at the Agora, plenty of other places, so that's nice to see her step out to do her thing. And in advance, Friday, May the 9th, 15532, Tucker's Casino, 9 p.m., OPS, ENT, presents DNA Officials, especially DNA Officials Entertainment, Rough Stuff Records, Mayday Concert, featuring EC Dre, Ray the Shark, and more. Hosted by Be No Good from 89.3 FM, the 216 radio show that happens usually on Saturdays, WCSB.org. And before I take that 786 area code 488, I want to let people know that, of course, Black on Black Crime Headquarters has moved. The 14517 Euclid Avenue is the new address for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Wednesdays, of course, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And, of course, that's a beautiful thing in itself. And a standing ovation party presented by Black on Black Crime Incorporated in honor of the courageous women of Cleveland. Saturday, June the 14th, 2014, 9 p.m. at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, which is located at 11209 Kinsman Road, Cleveland, Ohio. Dancing, live music, featuring powerful performances, $10. It's a call for tickets. You can reach out to 216-704-5036. And now, without further ado, I love phone calls, so I need to go to that 786 area code, 488. What's going on this evening?
Good evening. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. And here's your weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. In the NBA, with just two games remaining in the NBA season for most teams, the playoff picture is beginning to come to an end. Several teams have already secured their playoff spots in the postseason, but as I should tell you, the final games of this NBA season will be filled with action-packed plays and drama. The Eastern Conference standings is already in set, with the number one team being the Indiana Pacers, the number two team being the Miami Heat, the third team being the Toronto Raptors, fourth being the Chicago Bulls, the fifth team being the Brooklyn Nets, the sixth team being the surprise team within the Washington Wizards, the seventh, the Charlotte Bobcats, and last but not least, the Atlantic Hawks. Now, with the Cleveland Cavaliers, as the Cavs conclude their final couple of practices and prepare for Wednesday's season finale against the Brooklyn Nets, Brown pointed out to how well the Cavs played in the past few weeks. As I quote, "For a pretty long stretch, we showed we're capable of playing some pretty good basketball, even when we're not fully healthy," end quote, as Brown said. The Cavs have played over 500 in the past 9 weeks. And as I quote again, "There are a lot of teams that kind of get a little sideways, especially teams that aren't in the playoff race," Brown said. "A lot of those teams are able to play young guys or guys who are extremely hungry for a contract or to show they deserve minutes. You go out there and go through the motions against those type of teams, they're going to hand you your lunch," end quote. And the history in sports. In 1962, Elgin Baylor scored 61 points. As I say this again, 61 points in a final, in the NBA Finals game against the Boston Celtics. That's still a record to this day. In 1997, Allen Iverson scored 40-plus points in 5-plus games. And then last, in 2002, Tiger Woods became the third player to win back-to-back Masters titles. It was the third Masters of his career. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
I appreciate what you just said. It sounds like there may be some hope for the Cavaliers. After all, it's so frustrating for a person like me as a sports fan that it seems like no matter what happens, Cavs, Browns, even Tribe, it seems like it's just wait till next year. In your opinion, what team do you see having maybe the fastest success?
As far as the Browns, the Cavs, and the Indians?
Yes, sir.
I think the Browns, I mean, they're put in a good situation with Dante coming in, Dansby. You have a lot of good players coming in, especially Dante Whitner. You know, he's a Cleveland native and from the school of Glenville. I mean, they produce talent every year. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I believe the Browns, it's got to be the Browns. They have Brian Hoyer. I think we need to get either a quarterback or a wide receiver. And if maybe we can get Johnny or Teddy or Borders, one of those names, Borders. But I believe if we get one of those quarterbacks and a good wide receiver, and I think we have a good chance of making the playoffs and making a good run.
Then thank you so much as always, and definitely feel free to hold a line. We appreciate you when you call in and give those facts.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, to have this brother be a part of course, the Hood Tunes, Hood Talk family is a blessing in itself. And that's one thing that I can say that I really do appreciate. One thing that I'd also like to add in is that when it comes down to it, before I do anything else, I think I might just want to take the time before I play the next track and let people know, like, from number 10 to number 1, and you'll understand why I'm playing this particular track, with number 1 being, of course, the top 10 artists of the week from a Monday to Monday, you know, making some noise out there, starting at number 10, HGS Music, of course, sponsored the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, Man in the Streets, gift cards, done a few other things, and has been consistently busy and making an announcement that several people on that Hip Hop Workshop, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop soundtrack will be making a trip out of town. We'll get into that in another few weeks. Number 9 spot. Life Innovations featuring D-Gambit, new to the list, making some big movements. The D-Gambit Radio, releasing other videos, nice look on his part. Number 8, Black House Sounds, OPN Throwback Jam, great job a couple of Fridays ago. We'll have to talk about that in a little while. Number 7, DJ Dollar Rock, of course he showed up at the last hip-hop workshop, but congratulations to becoming an official DJ for Unbreakable Records, as well as for the fact of a major event that's coming up early on that June the 14th at Forest Hills Park. There'll be more on that information, but I know I'll be playing, like, double duty on that day. And, of course, number 6, Miss Chocolate Cake, stellar unplugged performance that happened at OPN. Number 5, Suave Gotti. Oh, man, Suave Gotti, yes, he even conned his way in on that OPN performance. Talk about that later on. Number 4, Emax the Image. Art McCoy demanded that he performed in front of a room full of people a couple of weeks ago. We'll speak on that shortly. Number, of course, 3, Spade 216 Truth Camp. More on what he's been doing shortly. I'm giving you my word. I'll get back to those things. Number 2, yes, Sheriff Curoy. Got a chance to headline the OPN Throwback Jam. Nice to make the list again. Hadn't been on there for a little while. And that was kind of sad. But number one spot, Ballhead Fred, the legend, OPN Throwback Jam. We'll get to that in a little while. But we're going to hear one of the reasons why he made it into the number one spot. Beautiful video that he's put out recently on a classic that he just updated and remixed. This is my man, Ballhead Fred, goes out to all the queens out there.
On my way.
This goes out to the pretty dark-skinned girl.
Queen that I see in my dreams.
Yeah.
Every night in my sleep, don't want to wake from you.
It don't matter.
You are the truth.
Skinny.
And I'm loving your mind. I need you with my life.
Check it. Yeah.
Dark-skinned girl.
So all my Nubian queens. Of this song, I'm like a big and chocolate. I got a crush on Angie Stone, like Usher say, just be my boo. If your attitude is cool, I just wanna unite with you. I keep it honest, I'ma tell you the truth, and I'ma let you know the love making. I'ma give to you and I'ma end in your course, have your legs shaking, and I'ma nasty you do when it comes to love making. This a moment the truth, got no time to be faking. Use a natural woman like Aretha Franklin. Wanna taste your dark skin like juicy fruit. Like Pac say, the darker the flesh, say deeper the root. I like girl. Like to make a lady feel good, that's what I'm about. Wanna taste you like an M&M.
them and melt in my mouth. I like them heavy set to keep me warm in the cold. Sweet lady, you remind me of a human tootsie roll. You ain't gotta be skinny to be a sexy hottie. I like to see the sweat dripping up on your brown body. You're a part of my history, my knowledge is done. Your complexion is reflection from the heat from the sun. I show love to you, lady, cause love is what you lack. I'm like I'm pure chocolate, jet black. Yo, she gotta be underground, I don't like I'm too public. Love a sister with a mind like Harriet Tubman. If your pleasure is spiritual, I do what you wish. You the real definition of what black beauty is. I wanna know you, let's go out to dinner. I love a Lauryn Hill lady with a little sister soldier in the communication. I share my intellect. We ain't gotta get physical yet. I'd rather have my sex.
I'm a world. Dreams every night in my sleep, don't want to wake from you. You are the truth, and I'm loving your vibe. I need you in my life, dark-skinned girl, girl.
And of course, I want to take the time to point out while I can that, of course, definitely this is none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism and News. That's 646-470-0944 phone number. And definitely let people know that should they choose, they can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays 5 to 7 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. There's my man E-Max, the image, of course, coined that phrase. That's newstalkcleveland.com, WERE 1490 a.m. I also want to let people know right now that the reason that I had to play that particular track is that OPN Throwback Jam, which happened a couple of Fridays ago, you know, brought back some memories. I mean, I wrote my first rhymes in 1997, first played on college radio in 1998, Lawrence Daniel Caswell. His particular show was called Every Nigga's a Star. And SOTC, both on 89.3 FM WCSB. Now, I always wanted the headline, but the team I work with at Spitboxers now, GMS Hood Famous TV, said it's inappropriate to schedule myself to perform while I have the job of scheduling other artists to perform. And I have to agree with that. Fair is fair. So along comes the OPN Throwback Jam, where proceeds go back to OPN's People's Survival Programs. Now, for those who missed it, okay, shameless plug, that Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period Jr. But special thanks to Libra Skills Radio, who interviewed Suave Gotti and myself separately. Brew Ricardo Martin, that's his Facebook page, conducted interviews. Stone the Butcher, 1008 Vision came out to support my performance, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated. King Swisha, excellent host. Nappy Head Fred, a.k.a. Fred G., a.k.a. Ballhead Fred, the legend, didn't just perform as an opening act, but gave out DVDs, somewhat knowledge, and gave out the controversial song video that was banned on YouTube and Facebook, Kill George Zimmerman. Then it was my time, and for a headline performance for myself, and although all the artists in my set did well, I feel this was like the worst, most embarrassing moment for performers. Black House Sounds came out and killed it. But before I could perform, Art McCoy, founder of Black on Black Crime, interrupted me and said he didn't pay his money to hear no rap stuff. He couldn't understand. So I did 137 Unplugged. Art still complained, so I brought out E-Max the Image to sing, and after he performed, I tried to perform, but an ex-girlfriend interrupted me, poking, shoving me, telling my business, and what's worse, Miss Chocolate Cake joined her in telling me off before she performed. Now, I went on to do my new track. I would have done the track called New with some handcuffs, but my own mama interrupted me. It said she wasn't having me sell out for a hit song. And then she had the nerve to bring Suave Gotti up to show me how it's supposed to be done. So after that, I did the HGS track, Sunshine, and brought out EC Mayor Gary Norton so I could tell him off about the red light, speed light cameras, and go to the mergers. It's a wonder what a cardboard cutout can do. Overall, though, after so many distractions, I'm one and done with the headlining if I'll ever try to do that again. So with that being said, I see a number that did pop back, so I'm going to check and see if they were just listening or if they had something else they wanted to say from that 786-488 number.
Hey, hey, good evening, good people. How you doing, Brother Al?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and, first off, shout you out, shout Brother Emax out, and the whole conscious movement family of conscious community activist group. And to shout out, actually, my son, Christian Clark, who is celebrating his Sweet 16 tomorrow at 4:15. And, you know, just really let him know how proud I am of him over the airwaves as well as in person, even though he's not paying me much mind. But that's okay. And we really appreciate you for helping to make his dreams come true as being a sportscaster. So, you know, he can put that down on his history books that by the age of 15 he was doing it big with Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, that means a lot. It really does. So is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to give a casting call out to anyone who is interested in participating in the I Love You Campaign Festival this upcoming summer, tentatively June 14th. All right, we're looking for spoken word artists. We're looking for conscious hip-hop artists, R&B. If you have something positive to contribute to the movement, we are urging everyone to come out because this is a festival to stand up and speak out against crime against women and also to support our youth and give back to our community and create the positive activity for everyone to participate in. So this is definitely a movement and definitely the place to be. So we're just sending out a roll call and a call and cast. Everyone, come one, come all. And, you know, maybe they can contact you and then we'll make it happen.
Thank you again for sending that out. And again, can you let people know your name?
Well, this is Sister Alanda. And the founder of the I Love You campaign is actually Brother Lavelle Thomas. So, and also I will go ahead and put you on in there because, you know, you are a greater supporter of this movement and have given everyone a place to come and, you know, develop and hone in on their talents with the hip-hop workshops. And definitely, you know, we're drawing on all of those who have been participants or wish to be participants in such a movement. So, yeah, we're just grateful and humble and thankful.
Then thank you so much, and I'll tell you what I'll do. Before I get into another track, I'll get it out like a conscious story, and I think you might enjoy this one. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Peace. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. I just want to start off by saying, and I like this story quite a bit, Pastors Thompson are really starting to set an example. They're starting to set an example and an exception to the rules of the clergy, not representing the people. Now, the pastors represent the House of Prayer Ministries on 10801 Union Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. That's 44105. Now, as a matter of fact, they've been having emergency meetings like the one that they had last Monday night p.m. to get rid of the illegal cash cows, as they called it, meaning those red light, street light cameras. As a matter of fact, another person who attended that meeting, Jarvis E. Cooper, said it's time to speak out against the illegal cash cow traffic cam, super scam, targeting poor urban areas in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, the pastor's Thompson threatened legal action to remove unconstitutional traffic cams. Now, the city of Cleveland's law office defended the traffic cams and their company, citing no community groups or other residents besides Pastor Thompson came forward to validate nor file an injunction against the cameras. In other words, the city of Cleveland is ignoring the protest that Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Oppressed People's Nation did against the red light, speed light cameras. Also, Donna Brown suggested that we subpoena Kevin Conwell, that's right, Councilman Kevin Conwell's community meeting last year, where his residents overwhelmingly voted no on putting cameras up in his ward, and Kevin Conwell agreed. As a matter of fact, Representative Bill Patman announced to cheers that Columbus was going to vote against those cameras, which shows that citizens definitely are against the cameras. All of that happened at Kevin Conwell's meetings, and there were, like I said, separate protests out there. So we at least thank one church for setting a Christ-like example, just like the Messiah spoke, for the town tribe against the wicked Roman Empire. So we will keep you updated. We will have a follow-up update next week, but I just wanted to throw that out there because you see somebody who's doing something, and you definitely, definitely do need to get behind that and push that out there. I do want to make, like, a little bit of a quick announcement and tell people should they choose SOTC Radio tonight. That's WCSB.org. That's 1 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on 89.3 FM. And, of course, on Sundays, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, 8 p.m. on the 1. That's jazz, funk, rare grooves. I'm going to send out this track. Good to hear my man E-Max the Image. Throw down.
Yeah. Hey, hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, learning from my girlfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Why don't you get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
In the club, in the club, in the club, learning from my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
girlfriend, girlfriend.
She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs, light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
cause she's in my world, yeah.
Come on. in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend. Big legs,
little legs,
long hair,
short hair.
She can be a brown skin,
a light skin.
She can get
in.
She can have big legs,
a little legs,
light skin,
a brown skin.
She can be a little girl
or a big girl.
I don't care,
'cause she's in my world.
Yeah,
'cause I'm looking all around. Hey, ooh. Well, all right.
Of course, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. It's always good to be able to throw out some history, so I'm going to throw out some history. Somebody hit me up and reminded me, they said, hey, you said you were going to talk about something on your show, almost as if I was scared to bring it up, but I might as well go on and put it out there. Bring up the name of Riff Raff. 32-year-old rapper born 1982. Started rapping in 2005, Houston, Texas. 2008 and 2009, switched the house backing. Well, of course, OG Ron C., legendary name out there, about to release his second CD, Neon Icon. You know, April 2014, and is being considered for XXL's freshman class. But hold up. This is international radio, and I have to add real facts on Riff Raff, because he's not the legitimate Riff Raff, because you need to know your history, especially, I feel, as part of my job with this 216440, because if the Riff Raff from Houston, Texas started out in 2005, then what about Riff Raff from the 216440 area code, who's put out CDs, collabos, freestyles, and many projects, including battles, since around 1990 to 1991? I said ever since then, from my own area. Group affiliations, the Colombians, Black Kings, Gangster Poet Societies, Jazz Mark and the University of Hardballers, Secret Not Beat Squad, independent releases, as well as the hot single Moxie, alongside Indica Spitz, the Urban Survival First Lady, as they come down on those swag fools. Now, collaborations with living legends like Big Effect, as a matter of fact, that's why Mom and Pop Hip Hop, Kicking It with Cleveland, Hip Hop OG Style, invited Riff Raff to perform alongside Big Moochie of 71 North, Cool TLC from, of course, BET, Suave, Gotti, and quite a few others. It's because Toy Riff Raff Robinson, if you look up that name, that R-I-F-R-A-F, Toy Riff Raff Robinson, is a legend who's been around 15 years before the Riff Raff poster jumped out in 2005. One fact, definitely go back to that Facebook page and look him up. And then talk to me. Somebody has to at least decide to, of course, record history and put it out the correct way. With that being said, I want to say real quick, we have a couple of things that we'll talk about real quick, but next week, we'll be talking about this whole thing about snitching, because a lot of people have that word snitching wrong and messed up. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about one of the biggest snitches out there that shocked a lot of people. And we'll also deal with more on that red light, speed light cameras part two. But as of right now, I'm going to take at least, if no more than 3 minutes and a half, to put this brother on.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap in 82, yeah, I'm an old-timer. But I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A, Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you make. Remember me, old school, making funky songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong. I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girls could put their hands on my classic curl. Now who's the man? Represent C-Town. I let them know everywhere I put my
feet down. Cause deep down we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down. Cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal. Don't sleep on 216, these killers pack steel. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cash? The pump up Cleveland, I'm hooked up with this magazine.
Cleveland don't love you, so
fool, I bet your mammy, I got so many underground hits, I should win a ghetto Grammy. It's the S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I, peep it, lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. DNA level C, hip hop, something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this hit North Coast. Kill a bounty, raid Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs love like Will. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto-minded official, and that boy goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper, the latest Cleveland caper. Front page, we grab a get stoned from skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. Then Fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he'd turn out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing.
Here on a roll, put this particular thing in for you.
hope and pray you all have a very, very blessed week once again. Stay safe. That's the main thing out there. Al Porter, man in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bubba, love your song.